Blog Talk Radio.
Grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family
affair. It's a family affair.
Greetings, Hotep. To those Islamic people, I say assalamu alaikum. And to those Greeks out there, I say what's up. And I also say to the Christians, shalom. And I'd like to greet you in the mother tongue of the native tongue, Alafia, to those Yoruba people. Yes, it is a family affair, ladies and gentlemen, and you have your Omega 7 live on the air now. I'm coming to you straight from my studio. I am your advocate, the one that you need. I am also your advisor, the one that you should be seeking out. I'm your emperor. I am here to serve you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now officially on the air. There's a slight change in our program today because we were waiting to get Cal on our show. Cal has agreed to come on today. So we did a slight change in the show, and we have the Junior Achievement Group will be coming out on Monday. So there's a bit of change in our billboard, so please note that. And Cal is busy trying to make his way through today so he can come and do a special number for us. Now, when the Junior Achievement comes, they will be talking about all of the partnerships that we are in the process of doing. So today, our topic today is Ancestor Spirit Guide. And that Ancestor Spirit Guide is going to get you in the mood for those of you who are clergy and any of you who might be evangelists, who might be priestesses. You definitely need to sharpen your skills. And that's what this was all about, learning how to sharpen our skills, priestess, so that we can be about the business of talking about those clairvoyant things and being able to use auto-clairvoyant and hear into the future as well as see, and to be able to get our skills together, because there is much work that we have to do. And we want to start this thing off by bringing you the actual talking care room, going to the talking care and getting on with getting in the spirit. Now, before I do that, I'd like to play some music for you, and it's very, very appropriate, and it talks about I am your mother, too. We all know that Mother Nature is our guiding force, and we call on our ancestors because without them, we would be a damn fool trying to face this world without having their guidance. So we oftentimes tell you that you ought to participate in this segment of the show. And I'm going to ask you right after the song if you will participate in this part of the show by calling your ancestors and calling them back to the circle of life. Stay tuned for station identification. I am your mother, too.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's a hit from Mocha, the man with the big right grin. I hope you can get in the mood for these new songs. We are trying to get you ready and in the mood. Let's transition now over to the Care to Read Room as we transition and get in position of prayer. I call you to prayer. Please stand with your hands facing up as if you are now about to receive from the great Creator. As you stand with your hands facing up, asking the Most High to allow you to come before Him. The veil was torn, and now you're in position to go and petition on your own behalf. First, we give homage to God our Father, Ola Dulamare. We lift our hands in adoration and giving praise and honor to Ola Dulamare, the God of this universe. Then we lift our hands and acknowledge our Mother Spirit and our Father Spirit. Join me as I pour a libation and a glass of water for my Mother Spirit. I say, Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my Father Spirit, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. We look to the north, we look to the south, we look to the east, and we look to the west. And we like to pour libation to the south. Libation. I pour libation to the north, and I say libation. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my Father's Spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my Mother's Spirit, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, as we bow our heads before the great Creator, I'll position my vital signs and you adjust your vital signs as we call on God, asking God to transition us into the great energy wave. As we bow our heads and ask the Most High to allow us to come before Him, as we think on good thoughts, on the family affair, on bringing all denominations of people across the diaspora together, and bringing all races of people together, knowing that, God, you have called your special people. We ask you, Father, to receive our request today. As we go into deep meditation, we transition ourselves out of the flesh into the spirit. Synchronize your vital signs, and I'll synchronize mine with yours as we begin to go into a deep meditation, counting breaths, taking in deep breaths of oxygen, positivism, new consciousness, and exhaling exhaustion and exhaling confusion. Ladies and gentlemen, as we take the journey, you too can be a channel to embrace the opportunity to bring someone into deep consciousness of meditation. As we began to go into meditation, thinking positive thoughts of those things that we couldn't accomplish in the natural, asking the Most High to help us accomplish them in the spirit realm. For we know the work that we do in the spirit realm is eternal, it's lasting, but with the flesh, it's only temporal. Help us to stay in the spirit, Lord. Help us to be at all times meditating on your word as we count breaths. We like to pray for those families out there who are tapping into the energy power today. Tap in, families, I say. Tap in and receive your energy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the talking cure room. This is where we work out all of our problems and find solutions to the errors and problems of today. As we transition into meditation, the Tree of Life meditation, I might add, some of you are familiar with meditation, but we count breaths. We don't think on any particular thing. We breathe in and out, taking in the oxygen and releasing the carbon dioxide. As you breathe with me, finding your place where God is using you in your life, knowing that this time is very precious and very important. As we meditate, we allow ourselves to go into a deep, deep sleep, calling on the ancestors, reminding them to come back to the circle of life. Family, journey with me. We are not of this earth. We are aliens just passing through. Journey with me in deep thought as you make the transition to your higher self. For those of you who have not been accustomed to deep meditation, this is now our In the Spirit segment of the show. As you become more familiar every day with counting breaths, you will begin to find solutions to your problem, and you will find all answers hidden under the subconscious world. Journey with me as we travel the subconscious world. If there is a bowl of water that you want to look into to find solutions for your problem, now is the time to go and collect that water, looking into the bowl, asking the questions that you want answered, and asking God to reveal to you all solutions. Gentlemen, if you feel led to chant, now is the time to find your mantra. If you have a mantra, you may use your mantra like Ang, Ang, Gan, Kling, Ang, Gan, Kling, Ang, Gan, Kling. Find your mantra, using your mantra. If you don't already have one, you can find it. It is there on the internet. You can locate a mantra. A mantra will help you line up your chakras. It will help you come into consciousness as we begin to teach you conscious techniques. Know that you must guide yourself into this consciousness. As you follow along with us today, make this a routine part of your schedule on a daily basis so you will make definite contact with God and your higher self. As we journey back to our bodies, for those of you who have traveled and have exited the flesh and gone to the spirit realm, I want to bring you back down to your consciousness, and know that you can tap into the power. The energy is here, ladies and gentlemen, and the frequencies are here. There are energy frequencies here for healing in our sixth and ninth ether. If you are part of the ninth ether, tap in and receive the energy frequency healing. And if you are low in your energy, tap in and lift your spirit. Lift your spirit today, because now is the time you're in the talking cure with Omi Inka doing the energy healing. Now journey with me, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring ourselves back to the level of flesh. Know that flesh has no good thing in it. We are bringing this flesh up under subjection. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going on the journey with me and finding your higher self. Looking for your consciousness is very important. Talking cure room. This is where we work out our situations and our problems. In the talking cure, we go in the spirit, and in the spirit room, we go into the subconscious mind to find solution for today's end problem. As we journey back to ourselves, bringing ourselves back down, knowing that we can oftentimes meditate throughout the day, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, exhaling the frustration, inhaling the positivity of energy healing. Synchronize your vital signs with me, and I'll synchronize mine with yours. As we look into the water, the bowl full of water, if you have questions to ask, now is the time to seek solutions for those questions. You may journey into channeling the questions to answer your problems so that you are helped in this session. breathing deeply in and out as we take deep breaths, knowing that we are meditating on nothing but pure whiteness. Can you see the light? The light is all around us. Can you visualize the warm clusters of the light all over you? Is your guardian angel approaching you? Embrace your guardian angel. Matter of fact, call your guardian angel to you. Tell your guardian angel what you would like to do and what you would like for the angel to do for you. The angel wants to know, what is it that you would have him or her to do for you? Make your request known as you make this journey back home. Ladies and gentlemen, as we journey back into consciousness, I say welcome back, family. Welcome back. I don't know how many of you were able to journey with me on that guided meditation, but for those of you who have journeyed with me and will continue to journey with me throughout this month, I'd like to thank you because your higher self has been lifted up. Your consciousness is open and your energy frequencies are out there and to share with others. We normally summon those ancestors to bring in their frequency waves so that we can tap into those energy, those melanin energies. So because our whole segment is about the ancestral spiritual guide, our whole month will be bringing about an opportunity for you to meditate on a higher plane. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you need the meditation because I need it. And because all of you priestesses that are out there now who are about to prepare yourself for oracle reading, you have to sharpen your skills through meditation. If you are a priestess, you can no more be a priestess than when you sharpen your skills on a day-to-day basis. Now go over to your altars and making sure that you have your 7 glasses of water, which have full length of water in them, or 9 glasses if you're adventuresome, and making sure you have your candles lit that are white candles, of course, on your altar, and to also have some form of incense there as well. And do remember from time to time to pay homage to Oladulamare, the Godhead, and then to pay homage to your mother spirit and your father spirit. Now, if you're in the Yoruba faith, you will have a mother spirit and a father spirit from Yoruba. And in my Yoruba faith, I have Yamenja. She is the mother of the universe, is the mother of the water, the mother of the lakes and the ocean. She is pure energy, and water knows no enemy, so it is neutral. Then I have Obatala, the father of white, which he's full of wisdom, and I can consult him. These are part of the Yoruba faith, of course. Now, I am teaching you about culture. not about religion. I want you to come away from religiosity. If you're Islamic, step away for a minute. If you're Christian, step away for a minute. If you're Hebrew Israelite, step away for a minute. And if you're Jewish, step away if it's not your culture. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get into culture, and we've got to get into ritualistic trainings of our traditions. I didn't say traditions of our fathers. I said rituals. And what we've just done for you in meditating is a form of a ritual to help you stay abreast with what is to beset you. Ladies and gentlemen, in this day and time, all of the priests and priestesses ought to be preparing to mount up. Our skills are going to be called upon to do a great work with this new system being ushered in. I didn't say the world was coming to an end. I said a new system. But the other one first must collapse in order to start to usher in a brand new consciousness. And it's not all African consciousness, but you must know who you are and know thy own self. This room has been created to help bring consciousness to the African, first to the African, so that we can bring them abroad to their homeland so that they can begin to actually see you cannot have a nation unless you have a land base. Our land base, ladies and gentlemen, Caucasian, is Africa, and we know that. Make no mistake about it. What we want for ourselves, we want for you, and you must want the same thing for us. Our land base, and for us to be able to go over and possess our land. But we have to bring our traditions and our rituals into place. And that is why you hear me call on the ancestors on a day-to-day basis in here and take you to the talking care room to talk to those spirits, to tell them to reattach themselves to the great family and circle of life. Because we're about to approach something, ladies and gentlemen. This new world is being ushered in. Those of us who are not conscious-minded and don't have our concepts together and don't know ourselves, we won't be able to venture into that new land that we're going to go into in Ile Ife. That's right, African Americans. You're going to have to travel. You're going to have to leave this diaspora and go over to another continent. Preferably a continent that has land and houses that were not built with your hand, that were laid up for you. And the wealth and the riches of the wicked are laid up for you, Africans. Now you must make the decision. The question here today is only to be or not to be African. Which would you choose to be? Now, Caucasian, I don't want you to get offended because you've already known that. The Ile Ife and the Garden of Eden was in Africa. You've always known it. That is why you're over in Africa now. And you are laying and doing some of the work that we ought to be doing. So why don't you help us to get in our proper place so that when all of this comes to bear, we are in our appropriate places in Africa. Now, we are African Americans by virtue of the fact that we were brought here in ships and slaves. But this is not our homeland. We were just passing through. Now, for all of you Muslims who are saying that we are Islamic and we're from a different part and we pray to a different God and we turn our heads to a different direction, I would like to tell you, too, that you're going to have to come up and up on these man-made religions as well, and you're going to have to turn back to your forefathers and understand one thing. Customs and traditions are the only thing that can be traced in history and society. Most of your religions that you have, some of the actual founders and the prophets who created the religion, they cannot even be traced back in history, and they cannot be found in your history books. So therefore, they're made up religious. And some of you are failing because of the problems that you're encountering now because of these religions. Why not be culturally correct? Why not embrace culture? Why not embrace heritage? Now, Caucasian, I know you're very fond of rituals and heritage, and there are quite a few of you Caucasians who have embraced the African traditional lifestyle. You've embraced it, and you saw where you could fit in it. And the Yoruba always knew what was good for the Yoruba is good for the world. Now, we're not trying to map anything out just for Africans. We want the world to be a better place, but we want to have our own little niche in the world, at Caucasian, where we can rule and govern ourselves. We don't need anyone to govern us anymore. New knowledge has come, and it's going to allow us to be able to minister to ourselves and to correct the problems in our own culture. Now, as we make the journey to go back to Africa, I want you to understand, Omi has not been to Africa, but I've been at the refugee camp over in Germany, and it's full of those Africans that were forced out of their homeland. As a matter of fact, I thought I was in Africa because there were so many Africans swarming all over Germany. They were now called refugees, but they embraced me as a sister, as one of their lost sisters who had come home. It was almost as if I was returning back to Africa. I began to learn the languages and the foods that they ate. They taught me of the foods. They shared their food with me. They made sure that we broke bread together and talked about our lifestyles and how similar they were and how our children looked so much alike. Won't it be grand, African Americans, when you go back and embrace your families and learn which tribe you came from? Don't be afraid. And don't be shrugging your shoulders saying, I didn't lose anything in Africa. Yes, you did. You have races of people that are there waiting for you to return home. They want you to come back to your tribes. Yes, we are tribal people. That is part of the reason why there's so much confusion around the emotion of the African, because we are tribal people. We were not intended to live with every tribe. Tribal people have their own customs and traditions. Now, these are traditions of our father, I might add. So if you don't know what your traditions are, you need to be about the business of finding out which customs and tradition can you feel safe to utilize in your home. How can you introduce your family to these customs and traits? Ancestral spirit is very important. Your ancestors will come and visit you. They will come back if you set up your altars. They will show up, and they will impart knowledge to you. And Caucasian, you have your ancestors. You minister to them on a day-to-day basis. You ask them for guidance, and they give you guidance. You do not forget to acknowledge them in the courtrooms and in the boardrooms. Now, why do you get so upset, Caucasians, when we mention ancestors and we want to talk about so-called fetish things you think? Why do you get so upset when we want to come into our own consciousness? Let us follow through and come into our consciousness so that we won't be a second-class citizen and a permanent underclass, so that we can have riches and royalty beyond measure and go back home. That's all we want to do is go back home. You say you're not stopping us from going back home? Then help us to make that journey. Every day that we take and do guided meditation is a step in the right direction for us preparing to go back home. How many of you want to go back home, Africans? Raise your hand. Raise both of them. If you want to go back home and commence with helping your brothers and sisters to build up that land there, then get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because God is no respecter of person. What he's done for other countries, he wants to do for us. Our time has come, African. Our time has come. Because of the collapsing system, we are the foolish things that they've despised. And now it's going to take the foolish thing to confirm the wise. Yes, we are going to confirm the wise. They are going to call upon our precious skills and gifts to come into subjection and turn things around finally and get things in order. This world here in the United States, it's collapsing. And what do you do with a vase of water that is old? You dispose of it in order to get new wine into the vessel. It's time for new wine for you priests and priestesses who have been hiding your skills and not developing your prophetic skills. It's time for you to come out of hiding now. because there are some sisters and brothers that need to know about your gifts in oracle reading. That's right, priestess and priests. They need to know about your oracle reading. They need to know about the Kari shells, the OB. They need to know about the right hand of Ifa. They need to also know when you do the divining chains, what do they reveal? All of these secrets and tools that we've been given, we are now going to be called upon to use them. I didn't say to use God like a bellhop and have people running in saying, can you read my oracles? I want you to understand that you all can read your own oracles and need to be taught how to read your very oracles. Now, as the nation needs direction for which way we're going, oracle readings are always in order, and they're called upon to give directions for the United States of America. Oracle readings have always been known for solving all types of problems and to find discoveries. Now, as we are perplexed and inquisitive about what is our next step, what is our next move with this economic system collapsing, what is happening to our schools with all of the schools being taken over by privatization, this is a collapsing, ladies and gentlemen. This is supposed to happen. A new world is to be ushered in, but you can't do that until you said, Omi, until this world fully collapses and begins to dissolve and move away. If you understand the signs of time, you will understand that those of us who are going to be in rulership are going to be called to come to Africa to rule in high places, and those of us who are skilled enough are going to be called to draw up master plans for laying out the structure of the new Africa, the United States of Africa. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're working on it right now. Didn't you know that? There is such a thing as the United States of America and now called the United States of Africa. And so many of the countries over there like Benin, as well as the countries that are Kenya, and they're developing room and space for African people, giving them land. No, it's not a hoax. No, it's not a joke. My godfather is over there preparing for his family to come back now. He's home getting them. He's already obtained the land, and he's built a house on it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is true. It is not a fallacy or not an allegorical story. It is true that Africa does want their people back, and Africa has made apologies about their part in slavery. Now it's time for us to do our part, to get ready, African people, to get ready to prepare yourself for the good news. Yes, there is an Ile Ife, a Garden of Eden that has always existed in Africa. And we're being called back to it, ladies and gentlemen. My question is, will you be ready to go? My question is, will you continue to always be stiff-necked people? Now, as I teach you how to meditate day and night on God's word, asking God to reveal to you the directions for your life. And when this time comes for you to make the transition, show him that you're ready by starting to meditate every day to seek God's direction for your life. Then call on your ancestors, Eli. That's right, call on your ancestors and ask them to guide you in all knowing and all understanding to prepare you for this journey. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, whether you take the journey or not. It's going to happen because African people are being called home, and especially those ambassadors like myself and others, they're being called home to build institutions, to build schools, and to build banking institutes, and to set up our solar energy, as well as to set up sustainability and developing our organic gardens. This is our day, and time is of essence. So whatever thing you need to get in order, ladies and gentlemen, get your houses in order. We're being called upon to take a journey. So you have to get your skills sharp, so you say, Omi. So you have to get any ancestor spirit guide so that you can begin to tap into spiritual things, and God will reveal all things to you that are unknowing. Do you know that through our moanings and groanings, we make intercession for what we don't know what to pray for. The Spirit makes allowance to put in the gap and fill in the gap.